六章十七到十九节和加拉太书的第六章九到十节，请你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那丰赐百物给我们享受的神。又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。我们行善不可伤自，不可灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人甘当是这样。我们谢谢主给我们赐下美好的话语。现在由张开利牧师介绍今天的讲员。
感谢主，借着诗班敬拜团，让我们说呼喊吧。当年在耶利哥是用呼喊来征服这城，但是今天我们接下来要听的信息是看见神已经把这个城给我们，我们要如何来侍奉他们。认识李英堂牧师，事实上应该说听说他的大名是很多二三十年前，那时候我在西郊的福音堂服侍的时候，每次我们的年轻人要到华人布道会去，他们就很兴奋，他们回来的时候就发现有很多的改变，特别是注意社会关怀。那个时候我就听说鼎鼎大名的 Tom Lee 牧师，我这回发现原来他是跟我同行的，怨不得，我们以前都是读化工的。等到我们搬到温哥华的时候在那边有一个很大的音乐的生意，叫做 Long and McQueen， 但是有另外一个中国人开的比他们更成功，那个卖音乐器材又教音乐的那个大的企业，名字就叫做 Tom Lee。所以我以为我们的 Tom Lee 牧师也在温哥华开这么大的企业，后来知道他其实在这边的企业关于照顾需要的人比那边西岸的 Tom Lee 的 musical instrument 更大。我就把以下的时间交给李牧师，我们一起来鼓掌欢迎他。
Well, good morning.
大家早。
I wish I were that Tom Lee with the music store.
我真巴不得我就是那边开那个音乐器材行的 Tom Lee.
There's also a famous Tom Lee who's a multi-billionaire who used to own Snapple.
以前有一个人叫做 Tom Lee， 他是一个亿万富翁，那么他所拥有的是 Snapple.
But in the Lord, we are all rich, aren't we?
但是在主的里面，我们都同样的富足。
Not as rich as these folks.
或许在金钱上不像他们这些人那样的富足。
I'm sure some of us woke up the other day watching this.
也许哪一天有人早上起来看这个royal wedding, right?
Right, royal wedding. But before we go into that, I want to extend my greetings and the greetings of our sister church, BCEC, to all of you.
但是首先我愿意代表在城里面的所谓华人的中国城的教会来向大家问安。
It's many years of ministry together in very different contexts of blessing each other in each other's churches.
过去的几十年，我们两个教会有许多合作的地方，也有彼此祝福、彼此合作的地方。
As a youth director, I remember sleeping in the Wilburn building on the sanctuary floor on sleepovers with Lawrence.
因为我也一直是一个青少年的童工，所以我还记得在多少年前，在你们 Wilburn 的旧堂的时候，跟你们的童工、你们的年轻人一起在 Wilburn 的旧堂的礼堂里面，在地上打地铺。
And Elder Chang reminded me that we used to do youth ministry together, he and I.
当我年轻的时候。
And of course, all the years of ministry in college ministry when we used to minister with David Rowe.
那后来当然也跟你们的卢植德牧师也有一起同工的机会。
And feeling always...
对不起，卢俊雄牧师。
and feeling always a little bit intimidated with Pastor Morley Lee in his black vest there, always black turtleneck.
我还记得以前你们的李秀全牧师 他非常的严肃, 让我觉得好像在他面前总是矮了一截。
We have a rich heritage of mutual encouragement and exhortation to each other.
的确,我们的过去,过往有许多一起美好侍奉的时候。
I consider it a great privilege and I'm very humbled to be here this morning.
我觉得这实在是我一个荣幸, 也让我能够有这个机会在你们面前来讲神的话。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we come and we desire, O Lord, to experience you and your grace.
主啊,我们到你的面前来,我们实在是愿意来经历你和你的恩典。
We thank you for your great love for us and your desire for us to be loving to others.
我们非常的感谢因为你爱了我们,也愿意我们用你的爱来爱别人。
Give us open hearts, we pray this morning.
让我们在这样祷告的时候,让我们的心能够敞开。
That we might grasp life that really is life.
让我们能够明白生命是什么样的生命。
As we learn how to give of ourselves.
让我们学习怎么样能够把我们自己摆上。
As Christ gave for us.
就好像基督把他的生命摆上一样。
In his name we pray.
靠他的名我们来祷告。 Amen.
Amen. So we know this wedding, yes? The most famous couple on planet Earth right now.
或许这一个新婚的夫妇是世界上最有名，目前来说最有名的新婚夫妇。
Prince William and Princess Catherine were married this past Friday.
就是上个礼拜五,这位皇子跟皇后成婚了。
One of the most watched events in all of history.
可能在历史上最被人在电视上所看的这样的节目。
If you had an opportunity to see how beautiful it was inside Westminster Abbey and the processional afterwards with all these horses and carriages and lines of soldiers.
It's very hard to translate. 你有一个机会可以看到在这个Westminster的这一个教堂里面如何的美丽，那么这么多的马，这么多的马车所拉出来的这么美丽的景色。By the way, 我没有看。 I didn't see it.
And they were pulled by this horse-drawn carriage all the way to his grandmother's house.
那么他们坐那个马车是把他们带到他们的祖母的家里面。
Which happens to be the palace.
那他祖母当然是Queen Elizabeth今天的王后。<laughs>
And so, what a beautiful wedding, and all the elegance, all the beauty, and all the richness was sort of on display of the British Empire.
所以极端的富有,极端的美丽都展现在你们的眼前。
It cost over 20 million pounds, British pounds. I think that's about 30, 40, is it double now? Almost $40 million.
这个花费是差不多有两千多英镑，两千万英镑，或者是乘二的话，七千万美金，哎，搞不清楚了。And
you know, and it was so what a blessing to hear that they the couple received decided that they were not going to receive any gifts.
哦，这个他们这两位新婚夫妇决定，他们不收任何的婚礼。And
all of they asked people to give the gifts to charity, their chosen charities.
你们要是向他们送礼的话，他们愿意你把你的礼物送给这个慈善的机构。What
a gracious gesture!
是非常慷慨的一个表示。And
sometimes I think we as Christians we kind of feel that way. We want to do the same thing.
或许如果成为一个基督徒的话，我们觉得我们也愿意做同样的事情。We're
blessed with so much, and so we can give away some of it.
我们有太多太多的富足的这个恩赐，我们愿意把我们的一点点拿去分享。And
yet some of us say, well, you know, these people are so rich, of course they want to give it away.
那当然你会觉得说他们太有钱了，给一点算什么呢？
But let me suggest that we in Christ Jesus are richer still.
我要告诉你们，我们在耶稣基督里面，我们更加的富足。Let
me remind us that in Christ, as Ephesians chapter 1 says, we have riches in all the heavenly realms.
因为就像以弗所书第一章里面说，我们有那天上所有的属灵的福气。Before
the foundations of the world, God, in His love, He predestined each and every one of us to be His children.
因为就在这个神在还没有创立世界之前，他就预先的预定了我们能够成为他的儿女。
He sent his son Jesus to be a reconciliation for each and every one of us that we might be his.
他把他的独生儿子赐下给我们，让我们能够与他和好，能够成为他的儿女。
He sends the Holy Spirit to seal us and to guarantee that we will be with him forever and ever.
因为他也送下了这个圣灵，让我们能够成为他儿女，成为他产业的一个印记。
And we are not only blessed spiritually, but we have so many things to be thankful for.
我们不只是在属灵上有这么大的福气，我们有很多 许多在我们的周围，在我们所拥有的事物上也充满了福气。
I'm a son of a little Chinese toy Chinese boy.
我是一个小小的中国台山人的儿子。
你那个忙啊 is the only Chinese I know.
他讲了他唯一知道的那一句中国话，但是我听不懂。
It means, have you eaten yet?
他的意思是说，你吃过饭了吗？
My grandmother used to say that to me, and that was all I remember.
我的祖母常常用那句话问我，你吃了饭吗？
But as I've gotten older and recognized the beautiful heritage that we all share, many of us share as Chinese, the richness of that heritage.
但是我越长大，我越让我能够明白，也能够了解我们作为中国人所有的那样子富足的一个传统。
The thousands of years of history, the ways in which we've contributed to the worldwide development, and now China, big China, the Chinese century is coming.
不只是有几千年的这么丰富的这样的历史文物，那么尤其是今天我们的中国也是成为世界上举足轻重的国家。
All on display at the Olympics.How wonderful it was to be Chinese. I felt very proud to be Chinese at the Olympics.
就好像在奥林匹克的运动会里面一样，你如果觉得你知道你是中国人的话，你觉得你能够抬头。
But so many of us were Chinese, but we live in America.
那很多人，我们很多人不只是我们是中国人，而我们是住在美国的中国人。
And we are blessed to be here and to have the prosperity of this land.
那我们住在这里，我们能够享受这一个地方、这个国家的丰盛。
If we forget that we are fairly wealthy, let me remind you of a couple statistics.
假如你忘记了你在这个国家的富足的话，我要提醒你们几件数据。
In his book, The Hole in the Gospel, Richard Stearns, which is the president of World Vision, wrote this.
这个世界展望会的一位牧师写的。这个福音里面的一个洞。
He reminded us that the majority of the world, 40% of the world lives on $2 a day or less. 40%.
世界上差不多40%的人，他们每一天的有的钱来消费的钱不过是2块。
15% live on $1 a day or less.
15% of the people every day 能够有的生活费只有1块钱。
We Americans are blessed, even though we're such a small part of the population, we're only about less than 5% of the population.
我们住在美国的，在刚才所讲的这个世界人口比例上，最不过是5%的比例。
On average, we live on $106 a day.
平均起来，我们每天的消费是106块。
And if you happen to live in Lexington,
假如你住在 Lexington, 就是我们教堂在的这个村。
I have some statistics from the U.S. Bureau.
我有也有美国政府所有的这个数据。
We in the North Shore live on $126 a day.
我们住在这个北海岸的是126块钱一天。
We are a blessed and a rich people.
我们实在是极有福分。极有享受的这么样一个人种人群。
And the Apostle Paul here this morning is reminding us and charging young Timothy, a young minister. I was once a young minister. I still hope to look young, but the young minister Timothy.
那么保罗在他的书信当中勉励那当时还是很年轻的这样一位传道人叫做提摩太。
I want to suggest that he wants to do two things. He wants to charge them, warnings, two warnings.And three encouragements.
他对提摩太有两个警告，三个勉励。
And so let's take a look at that first warning this morning. I lost my remote already. It's here somewhere.
再看。
Is it in my pocket? It's in my pocket.
remote control.
Okay. This is a review, so we'll not do that. The warnings to the rich. I think there are two warnings here. Don't be proud and don't trust in wealth.
这边有两个对于富足的人的警告，说不要自高，不要倚靠财富。
You see this? You remember this? Who is this? Amy Cha. Tiger Mom.
Oh. Tiger Mom. 虎妈妈。
So in the New York Times, there was an article that said why Chinese moms are better.
在纽约时报里面有一个文章说为什么中国人的母亲总是比较好。
And so we know that there's a temptation, and out there, I mean, to be fair to her, her book is more balanced. It's the memoirs of the tiger mom.
她的书其实写的比较平均均衡一点，它是关于一个虎妈妈的回忆。
But the rhetoric rings true, at least for me.
但是她讲的内容，至少对我来讲是非常的真实的。
There's something about who I am and the way I was raised to say, you know what? When I was growing up, we Chinese, we were better.
就好像我在长大的时候，我一直的被提醒，我们中国人就是比人家好。
We're smarter, we're more disciplined, we have better families. That's how I grew up.
我们比较聪明，我们比较都很好。
Better families, okay. And so,
我们家庭也比较都反正就是好。
More discipline, and so basically, I really believe that we were, that there was a sense of if we became from where I was a son of a restaurateur to going to university and going to become an engineer and having a nice home in the suburbs, we deserved all that.
我虽然是一个餐馆老板的儿子。但是我能够上大学，我能够有好的工作，我能够住在这个郊区，有好的房子，这些都是我们该得的。
And my dad, who came as a laundryman and had to steal himself away from communist China and then to Hong Kong and finally over to Canada, and built a house and lived in Newton, he was an example of how wonderful and how great we Chinese are.
我的父亲来自当时从共产党底下的中国，经过香港到了美国打工，许多的辛苦能够建立他今天的生活环境，他觉得我们中国人应当得到这样子的报偿。
The Apostle Paul says, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty and proud."
那么保罗说
，Which verses? The first 17.
Okay, right here. 你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，不要倚靠无定的钱财。
We are reminded from Deuteronomy.
我们也从《生命记》里面被提醒。
Chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Remember that people of Israel.This is a warning to them that when they got into the land and they became prosperous, God reminded them not to be boastful.
那么当以色列人要进入他们所要去的那块地方的时候，他们变成非常的富足。那么上帝也提醒他们，他们不要在那边自夸。
When you have eaten and are satisfied and praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God.
你们要吃得饱足，要将那美地赐给你们，你们不要忘记了耶和华你的神。
Verse 12, otherwise when you eat and drink and are satisfied, when you build your houses and so on and so forth, you will forget the Lord. We'll go to the end.
那么恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。你的牛羊多，你的金银多，你心高气傲，你会忘记耶和华你的神。
And verse 17, you may say to yourselves, "My power and the strength of my hands have reduced this wealth for me."
你可能会这样说，你说这财货是我的力量，我的能力所得来的。
But remember, verse 18, the Lord your God, it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and to confirm. And so you should confirm His covenant that you swore.
所以第十八节接下来说，你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为财货的力量是他给你的，你要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约。
There's a temptation to believe that it's all our power, our ability.
这是一种诱惑，让我们觉得我们有什么成就的话，是因为我们有这样的能力。
And so what happens is that sometimes we look down on those people who don't have as much as we.
所以当我们看见有些人他不足我们不足我们的时候不及我们的时候我们就看低了他们。
For you see, I deserve to live in the nicer suburbs of the north.
你觉得我是配得住在这个郊外的这样子的有钱人。
And those who live in those down places in urban Boston, they deserve to go there.
那么住在城里面那些穷困的人他们配得那样子的生活环境。
And so we need to be careful not to be haughty or proud.
也就是说我们必须要注意让我们不要心硬不要太过骄傲。
And the Apostle Paul in another context but a very similar principle reminds his people in verse 7, 1 Corinthians 4, 7. For what makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you had not? Talking about the gospel,But the principle is the same.
同样的，讲到你不要为你自己而自高自大。
I'm sorry, that's a light. You can see it from here. Okay. So the Apostle Paul now back to 1 Timothy reminds his people. He's charging Timothy to charge the people not to be proud of all their riches.
所以回到提摩太前书，保罗是说你不要因为你有所有的而太过骄傲。
When you go home later and you drive your nice car and go back to your nice home and sit out on the porch and enjoy the beauty of all God's given you, be careful. This is something that God has given and we should not be proud.
当你开着你那个美丽的新车回到你那美丽的居所坐在你那美丽的后院看着那神所创造美丽的环境的时候你要很小心要记得这不是说你有什么了不起，而是上帝所赐给你的。
It was God has given us the genetic, the intellect and the ability. We were born with that IQ.
假如你生下来你的智商就高的话，假如你觉得你是一个非常受到很多教育的好的知识分子的话，你要记得这是神所赐给你的。
We were born into a culture that reveres hard work and academics that is rewarded in this society.
我们在这样子的社会，我们越是聪明的人，越是有这个智慧的人，有创造了很多智慧产权的人，你所得到的报偿就特别多。
We have family structures that encourage us to go to school and to make more of ourselves.
我们的社会，我们的家庭彼此之间的这种这文化都是在鼓励我们要走这样的道路。
And this time and space, we are the beneficiaries of many who pave the way in terms of civil rights so that in this country, we can achieve.
事实上在这个国家是因为许多我们的先贤他们定下了这样的路途和基础让我们能够跟着他们能够享受这样的结果。
I've met Bolivians,in South America who are just as hardworking, just as disciplined, love their families just as much, but they don't have the same kind of opportunities that you and I have here in America.
我也在南美洲碰到一些非常努力、用功、用心的去做工、这样去学习的人，但是他们就没有办法享受到你我在北美能够享受到的。
Let us not be proud.
但是我们要注意，我们不要为这个事而骄傲。
Also, let us not put our trust in wealth.
也不要把我们自己的信念放在金钱上。
I know a friend whose father used to own globs, tons of stock in what was then called eToys.com.
我认得一个人，他的父亲以前有许多许多的股票，那个股票就是叫做 eToy。 whatever.
And he bought it for less than like $5, and then went all the way up to $87.
他买的时候只有5块钱一股，后来涨到87块钱一股。
In a span of less than a year and a half.
一年半之后就涨了这么多。
He was worth millions of dollars.
他一下子就价值百万。
And his wife said, sell some so that we could, you know, renovate the home and so on and so forth. He said, no, it's going to keep going up.
他太太说赶快卖掉一点，这样我们就可以来修我们的房子。他说不用，再等一等。
Within 3 months, that stock went from $89 to 25 cents.
在三个月以后，从87块钱跌到2.5毛。
Within a month of that, the doors had closed. It was worth nothing.
又再经过了一个半月之后，这个公司就倒闭了。
Why? Because we know that putting our hope and our trust in material things is silly.
我们知道这是很一种愚蠢的想法，就是把你的希望寄托在这个物质上的，寄托在金钱上。
We have a young couple at our church who just arrived from Las Vegas.
我们有一对年轻的夫妇，他们最近从拉斯维加斯搬到这里。
They bought a home there just a few years ago when the housing market was booming in Las Vegas.
那么几年前他们在房价市场正在飞涨的时候，他们买到了一个房子。
Their house was worth more than $750,000.
哦，他们的房子那个时候差不多值75万。
And so they had a huge mortgage to pay for that.
所以他们要借了很多的钱。而且要付那个所借来的钱。
But you know what happened in the housing bust?
你也知道这个房价的这个 bubble.
Las Vegas is one of those places, and so they just this past few months ago, they finally filed papers and they just walked away from that house.
那么最近的几个月以前，他们实在没有办法去负担那么贵、那么重的这样子的债务。所以他们就宣告放弃，然后就
they declared bankruptcy and they just walked away. They own nothing except the stuff that was in the house now, and now they're here in Boston.
他们就没有办法，只好宣告破产，离开那个房子，只把里面剩下的一点小小的一些所有的东西带到 Boston 来。
And if you happen to live anywhere in northern Japan and had a beautiful home there, what happened?
假如你是住在日本的北面，如果北海道北面，如果你也有一个房子的话
，with the earthquake and the tsunami and then the radiation，
那不只是有地震，有海啸，还有这个辐射线的伤害。
Do not place our hope in the material world。
不要把我们的希望放在这个物质的世界。
Isaiah 40 reminds us, 46.
以赛亚书四十章这样子。
I'm sorry, Psalm 46. Sorry.
Okay. 诗篇四十。
It's behind you. If you need it.
It's very
hard. Oh, okay.
Okay. 诗篇四十六篇。
You can read it. Why don't you read it? I don't need to read it in English.
Okay.
You can read it.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变。山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽砰砰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
So Timothy says, as for the rich in the present age, charge them not to be haughty or proud, and not to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but set their hope on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
所以要嘱咐那些今世富足的人。不要自高，不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
So that's the warning.
那是那个警告。
And now the exhortations. I think there are three here.
那么下面是训勉，那么有三点。
The Apostle Paul certainly is talking about riches throughout this whole section.
那么在整个的这一段圣经里面，使徒保罗都在提到。怎么样？要我们该怎么做
？How we need to be careful not to desire and covet so much money and riches.
我们要在有这么多钱的这个状况下，我们应该做什么样是对的事
？That's the root of all kind of evil.
因为多且钱财其实本身是贪财，对不起，贪财是万恶之根。
But here now it goes to the positive and says, what should we be rich in then?
那么贪财是万恶之根，那么正面的关于财富又怎么样一个看法呢？
If we're not pursuing the Asian American dream only, what should we be pursuing?
假如我们不只是说在追求我们这个亚裔美籍人的这样子的一个梦想的话，我们心里面应该追求什么样的呢？
We should be pursuing those people who are doing good.
我们第一个要做的是要行善。
Here in this passage it says, they are to do good and to be rich in good works.
你们要嘱咐他们要行善，在好事上富足。
And so this past Friday evening, we talked about the Good Samaritan and what it looks like to be a person who actually cares for others.
那么礼拜五的时候，我们谈到这个好撒玛利亚人的故事，讲到当你去帮助别人的时候，是有什么样的心里面的好处。
We spent time talking about how it's intimately connected. Our love for God and love for people are connected intimately.
让我们看到怎么样在我们爱我们的邻舍的时候和爱我们的上帝是彼此连接的。
We talked about how it is that God is on this cosmic plan, His kingdom, the kingdom of God.
那么在这个四处整个宇宙的这么一个极大极大的这个空间里面是怎么样与神相连接的。
And as Christ has come to redeem all things to himself, both his relation, our relationship with God, our relationship with each other, our relationship with ourselves, and our relationship with the world, we're called to that as well.
所以当我们耶稣基督来拯救我们的时候，他给我们的这样子的一个拯救和爱心的时候，我们与我们的邻舍，我们与我们的上帝，我们与我们人与人之间的关系，通通是相连接的。
So that as we participate with God in what He is doing to bring all the evil and all the sin and all the loss back to Himself and to transform that and reform that, that we are part of His kingdom work.
所以当我们在整个耶稣基督重新建造我们的时候，我们是他整体的整合的复修的里面的一部分。
So we're agents of God to be in reconciliation with Himself.
当我们与神和好。
Bring reconciliation with ourselves to ourselves.
与我们自己能够和好。
Reconciliation with other people and to the world.
能够与众人和好，能够与世界和好。
So what does it look like for us to be those who are really being rich in doing good?
那么什么是这种又富足能够又行好事的人呢？
I'm so impressed with your church.
我对你们的教会非常的被 impressed.
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 You have this beautiful...
很佩服你们的教会。
I mean, I went on your website, and you have a beautiful site. I wish I could have copied it, but it looks a little bit like that, not the green, but you have a beautiful website that talks about how it is that you have great opportunities to minister and to care for so many people.
你们的网站不知道你们有多少人在里面去看过网站上告诉我们你们教会做什么样的事工来帮助别人。
I clicked on the site and it was so impressive to see how you have a statement of faith, of what it means to have mercy and justice, and that the committee is educating and encouraging the congregation.
就好像这一个PowerPoint 上面讲的我们如何的有 Stephen Ministry, 我们如何的关怀别人，我们如何的有灵命的造就，我们如何的要彼此的勉励。
And how this past month or month and a half, all of you have been mobilized to go to Rosie's place and all, homeless shelters and to do all this volunteer work. I applaud you. It's wonderful.
好像在过去的一个半月，教会有许多的团体，许多的fellowship group 团契，都一同的一起出去到各种不同的地方去帮助那些贫困的人，帮助那些无家可归的人。
I hope you've experienced as I have and my family has as we minister to others in need that is more blessed to give than to receive.
就好像我们圣经里面所说的，当你去把这些来服务别人的时候，那施比受的更有福。
I'm so encouraged to hear that you guys do this summer program for the Access kids here all summer.
我们也知道这个我们教会跟在加拿大的这个剑桥者 在暑假的时候有一同的这个 program， 让这个年轻的小孩子到我们教会来，来有一些活动。
And to do the mittens program, where you folks bring all these clothes to the homeless downtown.
到冬天十二月的时候，我们教会有这个春满人就是拿了这个手套去送给没有无家可归的人。
I'm so encouraged, and I want to encourage you to be continue to do so, so that this church would be known for its good work.
我非常的被你们所鼓励，受到你们的鼓励，我真是继续的为你们祷告，希望这个教会继续不断的在神的事工上做那好事。
You know, when I was growing up, it was always that the really intellectual ones came here to Lexington.
以前的时候我总是觉得只有这个脑子里面的精比较多的那些人才到 Lexington 来。
And certainly back then, and I think still now, this church probably has the highest concentration of PhDs in like any church around. Used to be, there's a...
可能在某一个时候我们教会有的这个博士学位的人是可能在比任何其他的教会都多。
And wouldn't it be great if we, this church, not only was known for all its intellect and its great missions program,
是不是我们这样一个这么样有智慧的这样一个教会，这么多知识充足的这样一个教会，也是一个拆船的教会，
to be also known as a church that was rich in good deeds,
也是一个在好事上能够富足的一个教会。
That all this intellect, all this wealth, all this integrated ministry that you do in overseas is happening here.
事实上，你们教会也有这样子的工作，来支持海外的宣道工作。
What a blessing that would be!
真是一个何等的福气。
But here also, so I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing and doing it more and more fervently.
我实在是愿意勉励大家，鼓励大家能够继续的做你们在好事上的富足，而且越做越热心。
You know that soup kitchen that you visited this year? Do it again and again and again.
好像你们去的那个无家可归的那样子一个人的那些服务的工作，希望你们能够一去再去三去。
You know that summer program that's 1 week, maybe it'll be 2 weeks and 3 weeks and 4 weeks and 5 weeks.
好像你们跟剑桥者合作的那个暑期的这一个儿童的这个照顾的的这个施工，可以从一个礼拜变两个礼拜，变三个礼拜，变四个礼拜。
And maybe, you know, the mittens program, you'd extend it to other neighborhoods and not just in downtown Boston.
那么冬暖满人间的这样的工作也能够继续的延伸到更多不同的这个地点。
That we would be those, this church would be known not just for the beautiful building and the missions program and the smarts, but for good deeds.
让这个教会不只是说是一个很有学问的一个教会，不只是一个有拆船的教会，也能够在当地许多的事工上，在好事上能够富足。
And it says, and be generous.
同样的，这边保罗也说要甘心的施舍。
Doing good, but also doing good through our finances.
那么我们做好事上的富足，也在金钱上能够支援别人。
As a guest speaker, I can get a little touchy, yes? We've known each other for years.
做一个外来的讲员，我可以讲得比较入骨一点哈。
I love this church.
我爱这个教会。
And I love the fact that you have like a million dollar annual budget.
我非常我很羡慕你们，每一年你们的常费是超过$100。
And I love the fact that this 常费 okay 费 yeah
$100,000 啊。
I said 100 not.
Oh 100 okay. And your missions budget is, I believe, in about $250,000. About 25%.
That's about right.
Okay? $350,000.
Yeah. No, 200. About 300.
Okay, about 300.
你们的外宣的预算大概是30万。
叫对了。
Oh, did that go there by itself? Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
That by itself, I didn't do that on purpose. And your social responsibility budget is now $40,000. That's beautiful. That's wonderful.
你们的社关的这个预算差不多有4万块钱. It's all wrong.
Oh, it's all wrong? Oh, really? What if it were like that? Have a vision for giving generously. As we triple our income and participation in the Lord, that everything would grow. Everything would grow, our general fund would grow, our missions fund would grow, and our social responsibility would grow.
这个信息在,因为他是外地来,可以多讲一点话。信息就是说,你们的这个社关的费用可能从4万变成40万,若是你们的外宣能够从30万变成75万,这不就更好吗?
Some of you going, oh, okay. But to think about that, that is part of what it means to be rich in good deeds, to be willing and generously to do that.
如果你认真的想一想的话, 这就是叫做圣经上保罗所说的, 在你们有钱的时候, 要在好事上也富足。
I'll do this first. But not only in deeds that we're doing right now, not only in finances, but also sharing of ourselves.
那么不只是在钱上你能够送出去，也能够把你自己的时间，把你这个人能够分出去。
I love Steve. He's a Steve Liu. He's the guy with the guitar.
这个拿着吉他的那个人的名字叫 Steve Liu.
He is one of the guys that grew up at our church, who lived in Chinatown, grew up, went to Middlebury College, and became a teacher.
那他这个 Steven 是在我们教会里面长大，上了大学之后就变成了一个老师。
In urban Boston.
在城里面,
in the upper school where Elder Buck Fun, you know, many of you know Elder Buck Fun, who's the husband of Mekhi, who's the access director.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
就是剑桥者的这个总裁的太干事。
And now he's finishing seminary and he's our full-time after-school director.
Steve.
Yes.
那么Steve现在读神学，那么以后他会成为全世间的传道人。
What it means sharing of ourselves, it means not only our time, occasional time, not only our money, but our very selves and our sense of future and our children's future.
所谓的分享你自己，并不是偶尔的一些奉献或者是时间，乃是全人的、全时间的。 跟你全家庭的,你的儿女的,同样的奉献。
David Rowe was at our church yesterday doing training for missions, David and Jackie.
卢俊雄牧师和他的师母昨天在我们教会里面帮助我们做训练的工作。
And I love his passion for returning to Beijing, and we are praying for them as you are.
那么他们对于要回到中国,回到北京,有那无比的那种热忱。
And he said recently because of, you know, OMF's decision to have them stay and mobilize a couple of more years in America.
那么现在这个海外基督使团跟他们的决定是要他们留在北美可能要一两年的时间继续的来推动这个福音的事工。
He said staying in America is so it's like being in Hawaii too long on vacation.
他觉得回到美国就好像到了夏威夷度假一样,度得太久了。
Because things are so easy and so nice for us here.
这边因为太容易了,生活太富足了。
And you hear the passion in his heart to want to go back to Beijing and to be an ambassador of Christ there to those who are lost.
他们的热忱乃是要回到北京,在那边成为基督的使者。
I think God calls us all not to be on vacation.
上帝要我们每一个人都不要take vacation.
As beautiful as this place is, that God has called us all to be in that way His ambassadors, not only overseas, but where we are and in the neighborhoods that are needy here in Boston.
神的呼召是要我们不只是到海外可能成为基督的使者，而是在我们的周遭，在我们当地，在任何的地方都能够成为基督的使者。
Ourselves and our money and our time and our vision and our passion here for those who are called to stay.
我们个人，我们的金钱，我们一切的时间，我们一切所有的，都能够成为耶稣基督所用的。
We are His ambassadors, His hands and His feet.
我们是他的使者，是他的手 是他的脚。
To serve those who are needy and who need Christ.
是能够服侍那些有需要的，需要有耶稣基督福音的人。
I wish for this church and also for mine, not just your church, mine too. We are very similar in terms of budget, in terms of participation, and commitment in this area, that we together would become churches known to be rich in deeds, good deeds.
我们两个教会有许多相类似的地方，不只是在我们的每一年的费用，我们所有的这些事工，我们也特别的盼望我们在这个富足当中能够在好事上富足，就如同保罗所说的。
Steve and Emily, who's a Wellesley grad, recently got married.
Stephen and Emily 是最近在Emily 是 Wellesley，
yeah，
在 Wellesley 的大学的毕业生。
And they're embarking on this wonderful adventure together.
他们要一同行走这样一个道路。
Beautiful bride and her bridegroom.
美丽的新娘跟新郎。
Jesus is the bridegroom.
耶稣基督是那美丽的新郎。
He desires for his bride, his people, to be so beautiful in his sight.
耶稣基督愿意他自己的新郎，就是所有的基督徒，都同样的美丽。
May we be the bride that really is known for being rich in good deeds.
我们能不能够都彼此的勉励，让我们能够成为那在好事上富足的新娘。
Who loves her Lord.
爱我们的主。
Because her Lord is the one who has given of himself for her.
因为我们的主把他自己献上为他的心腹。
Why do we give so much?
为什么我们要献出这么多呢？
Because 2 Corinthians reminds us.
因为在提摩太后书这样的提醒我们。
2 Corinthians 8:9.
提摩太后书第八章第九节这样提醒我们。
And we'll close with this. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you've given up all for us.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你，因为你为我们放弃了那一切。
Your riches on high so that we, in our poverty, might become rich.
你在那极大的丰盛的恩典当中，
Help us
你的高高的地位上，你却变成了贫穷，让我们能够成为富足。
Help us, O God, to be those who appreciate and love you more.
让我们能够成为了解也能够爱你的这样的人。
We would love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
让我们全心全意全力的能够爱你。
And we would love our neighbor,
也爱我们的邻舍。
That we would love our neighbor as you have loved us.
爱我们的邻舍就如同你爱我们一样。
In Christ we pray.
因耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
请弟兄姐妹起立，我们唱《奇异十架》来回应今天的信息。